I'm with the insurance company. As you may have guessed, I'm here about that little fender bender you were in. May I come in? Thank you. I saw your car out front and took the liberty of examining it. Even though the driver who hit you isn't insured, you're still fully covered for the full amount of the damage. It's our company's policy to make everything right, no exceptions. We'll get that car fixed up for you right away, and you'll have a loaner car while it's in the shop. Were you hurt at all in the crash? If you were, you're fully covered. We'll also compensate you for any missed work. No? Good. Now, it says in your initial claim that you were on a date when the accident occurred. Was your date injured at all? Excellent. Although I understand that the accident put an end to the date and your relationship. I'm so sorry about that. So, I'll just have to ask you some questions here. Ready? Okay. First, including this date, how many dates have you been on with this woman? No, that's a serious question, and very relevant. If you could answer it, we can get along with filing this claim much faster. Okay, so this was the fourth date. Was there dinner? At a restaurant? And which restaurant? Ooh, nice. What did she order? Yes, this is still part of the claim process. I need to know what she ordered. Lobster? That's definitely relevant. Now, did she pay, did you pay, or did you split the check? Okay, and how much was the final amount you paid? And the tip amount? Nice. Did she see how much of a tip he left? I have to ask, but did you use any coupons? No? Very smart of you. Was there any activity after the dinner? Dancing, TV watching, a movie, or... Oh, okay, a movie. What movie did you take her to see? Oh, I loved that movie. Well, there's other questions here, but based on the factors so far, it looks pretty conclusive that you were going to get laid that night. At least, you were until that accident occurred. And now it's up to my company to make everything right. So, I'm almost the same attractiveness level as your date, with similar age and mileage. No major accidents, although I did get rear-ended once. Sorry, car insurance humor. But seriously now, I haven't had any work done. So, long story short, if you have some time right now, I can fulfill the loss of intercourse clause in your policy. Yes, loss of sex is covered. It's an extremely comprehensive policy, sir. We make everything right, no exceptions. According to our tables here, you're entitled to full intercourse in any of three likely positions, plus the entire girlfriend experience. Well, no, you don't have to have sex with me. I could make arrangements for a different loaner from our local office. I just thought that since I was here right now, and roughly equivalent to your girlfriend, that maybe we could get this taken care of right now. They always think I'm joking. The agents really need to explain this better when they sell the policies. Or maybe we need some commercials. But, okay, let's start by me removing my clothes. That should demonstrate I'm not joking. See? If this was a joke or a scam of some kind, would I actually be standing here wearing just stockings or reaching my hand down into your pants? There, that's the spirit. Be careful, though. Your plan does not cover damage to clothing when removed under these circumstances. Also, since we're not actually in your car, all injuries sustained would be the responsibility of your life insurance company. Sorry, we just have to say that. I don't think this is going to hurt at all. This looks like a nice, comfortable, and very safe recliner. Sit down on it, and then we can try to figure out how I could possibly fit on there with you. I suspect that me climbing onto the chair with you, but on top of you, and facing you. Just slouch down a little. And then hold yourself in place for just a minute. while I slowly lower myself. See? Oh, I told you this wouldn't hurt. Oh, it feels pretty good to have me wrapped around you like that, doesn't it? Oh, all hot and wet and tight. Oh, now I'm moving so very gently up and down on you. Oh, now let me rock my body back and forth a little at the same time. Oh, and roll my hips. This is such a sturdy chair you have. We'll have to see if it can hold up to the two of us having sex in it. Oh, we'll have to see how long we can hold out. Oh, this is my favorite position because it does so much for me. And I can do so much for the man. Oh, but we should both hold out for as long as we can. Oh, no, don't get the wrong idea. And think that I'm falling for you just because of the incredible sex and how excited I am right now. Oh, I'm just doing my job and taking the place of your date. Oh, and our company owes it to you to see that I do a far, far better job than she ever could for you. So don't take it the wrong way. Oh, if I have an enormous orgasm. Oh, and if I let you come inside of me. Even if that isn't strictly covered under your policy. Oh, and if I cling to you a little too tightly as we come. Oh, that's just good customer service. The best customer service you've ever had. Oh, okay, now hold on tightly to me. Oh, don't let me fall, no matter how passionately I move. Oh, except now, hold me close to you. There. That made up for any loss on your part, didn't it? Let me just get off you and get my things. Now, here. Sign this, please. And here? Good. Now, here's a copy for your records. That's just my phone number. My personal phone number. I just realized that perhaps that date with your girlfriend could have turned into a long-term relationship. I really do owe it to you to see that you're fully compensated for the loss of companionship. So, call me? I can be here in a few minutes, any time of night. Or, I do owe you the full girlfriend experience thing. Here's my address. You can pick me up tomorrow night at 7:00.